Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Reminder, today is Election Day. What kind of elections you're going to have depends on your county and your municipality. Milwaukee, it's the mayor election. It's the big kahuna election in the state, really. As far as impact, Tom Barrett, the incumbent mayor, was selected as ambassador to Luxembourg, went to Europe, and so now we are going to elect a new mayor today. But there's school board races around the state in some areas, county board, aldermanic in some states, in some counties. Get out there and vote. If you think that nonpartisan elections don't mean much, you're wrong. They've gotten highly, highly politicized. And there is a very core group of people on the far right who are trying to take over school boards, take over county boards, take over whatever they can. And they're running as nonpartisan. So some people are lulled and they think, oh, well, they're nonpartisan. No, they're not nonpartisan. Vote for good, fair people. Keep education in the hands of professional educators and keep government in the hands of people who are in good faith and want to run it honestly. Back to Ukraine. I was very glad to see this. Joe Biden yesterday called for Putin to face a war crimes trial for the butchery in Bucha, suburb of Kiev. Bucha is the place where there are these civilian corpses lining the streets. Some of them have been lying there for 19 days. Can you imagine a corpse lying there for 19 days? Some with their hands tied behind their backs, their flesh burned, tortured. Some shot in the back of the head. Executed. The Ruskies on the way out simply shot everybody that they saw. Live witness accounts of people who were hiding said that. It's borne out by the photographs. Putin gave a statement lying, saying, no, they were loved in Bucha. The Russians were loved in Bucha. The locals were, quote, sorry to see them go, end quote. Right. They were very sorry to, as the way they went out. I'll tell you that. They were killing people. And he said the pictures are a fake. You know, at some point, when a guy's caught red-handed and he just said, are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? When he says that, he's lower than a snake. He's lower than a snake. There was a really weird picture that came out over the internet earlier this morning. Some is kind of grotesque. Some house somewhere, a snake had gotten in the toilet and they had to come and pull him out. It was a nasty looking thing. And it reminded me of Putin. Get the snake out of the toilet. This guy is not human. He's not human. It's like Hitler. You know, the thing is, they lodge protests. People say, oh, Biden shouldn't call for him to face a war crimes trial. Oh, really? Oh, really? Should Hitler have faced a war crimes trial? He would never have gotten that far. He would have been killed. Osama bin Laden was shot. The truth is that enough's enough. Putin is a genocidal sadist. He's got to be stopped. And Biden was exactly right to call for him to face a war crimes trial. The question becomes, how do you get him the trial? As long as he's in power, you know, he has security. He has his force. They're really like the SS. Around Hitler, there are these, the commandos, security, they beat and kill people. And you saw some indication of that on protesters in Moscow, beaten with clubs and so forth. As long as he commands that force, it's not possible to get through to him. What'll have to happen is the force will have to turn on him, and another strong man and sociopath over there will have to take over, and you have to hope that this is a guy that realizes that it was, they don't care about morality. There's no morality in that political culture. But they'll have to care that this is destroying Russia and its economy and its reputation. And then eventually you hope you get back to a circumstance where Russia has democratic government again. And you have somebody like an Alexei Navalny who's now sentenced to 12 more years in prison by Putin, somebody with character. Somebody with character, and You can just pray for that. But I'll tell you what, in the meantime, it's exactly right for him to call for Putin to face a war crimes trial. At the same time, and I was very glad to see this, we in the United Nations are pressing to have Russia thrown off the Human Rights Council. It's kind of a joke to have Russia on the Human Rights Council, to be opining on human rights everywhere else. Kind of a joke. Linda Thomas Greenfield, our UN ambassador, had a magnificent statement. She called on Russia, put in a formal motion to be removed from the Human Rights Council, and said that it's a scandal that they're on there. They're on there, and they're going to deny that they committed genocide and war crimes in Bucha. Who are they to opine on anyone else? Now, our European allies go along with it. One of the very sad things is that there are a number of countries in the third world who have not gone along with taking a position. They don't say that they are pro-Russian, but they're not taking a position on the war in Ukraine. I'll give you an example. One of the UN leaders, but not the Secretary General of the UN, but somebody in a fairly high up position, issued a statement out of the UN's New York office instructing everybody not to use the word war or invasion with regard to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but special military operation. This is right out of the Kremlin. That was countermanded, and that is not the official UN position, but it's obviously the position of people, some influential people at the UN. Now, why is that? If you're an African country or an Asian country with a very, very distressed budget, a beleaguered economy, or no economy to speak of in a modern sense, people hungry, always getting a handout from UN organizations in the United States, and you see the big boys fighting. The big boys are the US, Russia, and China. And now Russia and China are against the US. And some of them may think, well, we don't need to get in the middle of this. And B, some of them may think the real big boy is the US, kind of resentful about it. We smile when they give us food, but it isn't so bad to have them taken down a peg or two. And that's sort of the psychology of this. So when Linda Thomas Greenfield, our ambassador to the United Nations, actually brings that motion to have them thrown off the Human Rights Council, I expect that there'll be some countries that are not going to go along with it, going to leave them on. The one thing I'm heartened by, and this is something that we don't emphasize enough, on the two occasions when there have been votes to oppose the Russian invasion of Ukraine, denounce it and tell them to get out, it passed something like 144-5. There were still about 30 countries that abstained. China abstained on that one. Some major countries abstained. But over 140 voted for it, including a lot of small countries. So my hat's off to them. God bless them. They did do that. They did do that much. The five, obviously, there is Russia and Belarus, whom they control. There's Eritrea, Iran, and North Korea. This is sort of the skunk patrol. I mean, this is the dregs of the dregs. But you had Pakistan, you had India, you had China. You had a lot of countries who are significant figures on the international scene who abstained. Obviously, all of Europe went with us, and we were able through lobbying to get a lot of Africa, Latin America, South America, and Asia. So I don't want to put too bleak a picture on third world neutrality in this thing. When it counted, they did vote, but stand by to see if they throw the Ruskies off the Human Rights Council. I continue to be amazed, quite frankly. Russia had evolved. The Berlin Wall came down. Eastern Europe was liberated. People are free. Kiev was a beautiful city. It still is, what's left of it. I've been to other cities in Eastern Europe, not Kiev. I've not been there, but I've been to Prague. I've been to Bucharest. Been to Belgrade. I've been to Bratislava, to a lot of these places. They're terrific. They're beautiful. You think of any quaint little town or a big town, those are big cities in Italy or France with cafes, great restaurants, great shops, people walking around looking contented and happy, employed. That's what you had when I was there a few years ago in the Czech Republic, in Slovakia, in Budapest, in Hungary, in Serbia, Croatia, Romania. Terrific, beautiful, terrific. Who would interfere with that? A jealous maniac, a genocidal sadist like Putin. They want to export Russian culture. There are two Russian cultures. One is the culture of the 19th century, of Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, Pushkin, of Tchaikovsky, of great mathematicians, and then, of course, great chess players, physicists, scientists. There are people in Moscow Physics University who won the Nobel Prize, several of them. That should be Russian culture. That's consistent with European culture. But there's a darker culture, the culture of Stalin and Lenin, communism, murder. Remember, Stalin entered into a pact with Hitler to divide up Poland and divide up Europe. It was only after Hitler betrayed him in Operation Barbarossa and broke their treaty that Stalin whined to the West that he was a victim and we went in to save him. Putin is in the Stalin mode. That's not Russian culture. I want to see Russian culture restored so that Kiev and Moscow and St. Petersburg, I've been to both of those too, they're terrific cities, have it restored to European values and free people again. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.